When organizing an event which produces more than 85 decibels of sounds, you're obligated to monitor the decibel levels. But how exactly do you do that? Which matters require your attention? I asked these questions to an expert in the field, Marcel Kok. Hi, Marcel.
Hi, Kevin. Good day.
Thank you for coming over to our studio. Today we're going to talk about decibels and how to measure them. But if you have to measure decibels on an event, where do you start?
I would start with reading the license carefully. Mm-hmm. And to read what maximum level is allowed. For instance, 95 dBA or 100 dBA or maybe something else.
Okay. I see you brought a lot of devices over here. What's the difference between them?
Well, for example, you have the quite affordable class 2 sound level meters.
Yeah.
Of a few hundred euros. You can find mm-hmm. them on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
They give a quick detail of the sound level. You can measure it everywhere for not too much money.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is the most expensive, is the official class 1 sound level meter.
Yeah.
With a lot of options. Those are for the official investigations in acoustics.
Yeah.
And the third one, widely used at events, mostly at front of house, is the notebook version with sound level meter.
Yeah. And if you organize an event, which version do you absolutely need? Is the cheapest enough, or do you need something else?
It's not enough, because the law says you have to make a log file of the results, and therefore you need a computer.
Okay.
Or this one, but this display is not very yeah. bright and large.
Yeah, it's very easy if you're at the sound desk yeah. to follow what's happening. And from your experience, what do you see most? So is it the sound technician himself, or is it some expert you need on the event to follow up?
Well, if you have a quite small event with, mm-hmm. For instance, one area,
yeah.
you can ask the PA rental company to take a computer with them, or rent a computer for a few hundred euros a day.
Yeah.
And you can watch the result yourself or the sound engineer. When you have 5 or 7 areas, a much more complicated festival, mm-hmm. you can still rent the measurement computers,
yeah.
but you have to. You need a person who is installing the systems
yeah.
on time, and who takes the systems at the end of the show and keeps the logging files.
But also who can react on things that happen on an event, I suppose.
Yeah, you need a consultant when the problems are bigger. When you have problems with the license, or problems with the neighbor, problems with the government, problems mm-hmm. with management of artists, discussions, mm-hmm. then you need a consultant.
And that's something you need to decide up front. You can't decide that on the moment of the event itself.
Yes.
Then it's too late to call somebody.
That's true, but promoters who are producing a festival 5 to 7 areas, they do it the whole year, every year.
Yeah.
And that is business as normal. They hire a tax consultant, a security consultant, and for the decibel problems, an acoustic consultant.
Okay. The next question is then, of course, where do you put the microphones to measure the decibel levels?
The law says it's to protect the audience from mm-hmm. too much noise. So you have to place the microphone in the middle of the audience. It's more convenient to do it at the front of house position.
Yeah.
Unless the front of house position is not somewhere in the middle, but for instance up or under a balcony.
Yeah.
Which is a quite wrong position, by the way.
But then you have a difference with what you measure in the center of the,
yes.
the public.
Yes, and you can correct the difference in the computer program. Quite simple, you measure on the middle of the floor 100 dBA, and you go to the front of the house and you have 97 or yeah. 92 dBA, and you can watch the difference.
You know the difference and you add or subtract it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and but isn't then there a difference? You say the law is to protect the people at your event, but I can imagine if you're close to the speakers and not in the center of the event, that that decibel levels are higher over there?
Well, with larger events, with the barriers and the modern line arrays, you always have a distance of a few meters to the first loudspeaker.
Yeah.
And the line array takes care of an equal sound pressure level from the front to the back of the audience area.
So you don't have that problem over there?
No, you can have that problem in small venues.
Yeah.
For instance, bars, youth centers, where loudspeakers are stacked just on the stage or before the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes you have a very minimal distance between audience and the loudspeakers. You should take care of 1 to 2 meters.
Yeah. You also hear some technicians talk about measuring at multiple spots. Why should you do that?
Well, you can do that, but let's keep it simple. One measurement point and one number to watch.
Okay, that's easy to follow and to react on.
Yes, you shouldn't peak. You shouldn't measure peak levels, because that makes it more complicated. And music is dynamic, so don't cut off the peak levels. It's very simple, average over 15 minutes.
Okay, so we if we go loud, we don't see, okay, now it's going up for just a second, but we see an average over a certain time.
Yeah, you can see it here. It goes up, it goes down.
Yeah.
And that's very difficult to watch, so we monitor the equivalent noise level. That's the average noise level over 15 minutes.
Okay, Marcel, thank you for all the advice.
No problem.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.